We're holding here in Pifaz Vayishlach. So you have in his fight, in his struggle with the Malach, so we have the back and forth, and finally it says that So there's the vikuach between the Malach and Yaakov is a certain defining point. So Chazal tell us it was the Sarah Shel Esav, but so Lechura, if we were to ask ourselves how to sum up this fight, we would say it's part of the big struggle of Yaakov and Esav. It's part of the struggle of on the brachis, on the bechira, and therefore when he was menatzeach Esav, he was menatzeach all the way till the Malach of Sarah Esav also. In other words, if we really wanted to identify Yaakov coming from his parasha, we would say he's the person who fought Esav and won over Esav. He fought him from the bottom all the way till the top, and the entirety of Esav. That's really what it is. That's what the parasha starts with. That's what it finishes with. And this Malach is a certain dimension in Esav. His name is not that. His name is Kisarisa Imelahim Vimanoshim Vatuchal. He's called Yisrael because he can overcome Malachim. As if Kilu, there's some inyan over here of a fight between other Malachim. So, first of all, Rashi says over here, Loma Zetishal, Ein Lon Hashem Kavua, our name gets changed with the shlichus. We can compare this with one other place, and that other place is with Manoach. Manoach asked the Malach what his name is. Malach told him basically what he's asking for, but it's very different how it was asked, why it was asked, and was answered. Even though on sort of a cursory level it looks the same, but it's very different. Over there, he asks him, Mishmecha. In other words, Manoach comes in, some strange bria comes and gives him a bracha and tells him instructions about a child they'll have and so on. So he's asking, what are your credentials? And he's it's the question is rightly there. You're coming and you're giving me a nevuah, you give me hope, and you're also giving me instructions. I mean, Mishmecha, who are you? That's really what the word. And the Malach answers, he says, Vupeli, he says, I can't give you an exact name because I have different names based on different times. But the over here, what did Yaakov need to know who it was? Whoever it was, whatever it was, he vanquished him. So it finished. You know, whatever dragon it was slain and he's gone. So asking the name here doesn't seem to have any real particular purpose. And he doesn't tell him, Peli. He doesn't tell him, listen, don't ask my name because I don't have one to give to you. He just says, what are you asking for? So there's a different knach here in what he asked, and what he told him, and what he answered. The back and forth over here is very different. The also, if it says, lo yomer, Rashi says, lo Yaakov, lo yomer, chabrox, b'chabak, v'mir, he says, soifcha, shakadosh baruch hu nigla lecha bebeisel, u'machlev shimcha v'shom v'rechecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to mizgala, v'shom v'rechecha, v'ani eye sham. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to give my stamp of approval. Al Malach, Bocha Malach Veischandler, Manes Chandler, what did the Malach want? Beisel Yimtse Enev Shem Dabi Imonu. Hamten Li Atshi Dabi Imonu Shom. So, V'leirotze Yaakov, Val Korcho Hoyde Le Aleihem. So, what's the pshat over here? He said, the Malach said, listen, you don't need to get anything from me. I will be there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a name Yisrael, and I'll be there, and I'll put in my 2 cents worth. And he says, no, I want it from you now. So it's very hard to understand the vikuach here. I mean, A, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kaveh, your name is Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares you the winner, what do I need you to declare me the Malach for? And more than that, if for whatever reason it's nice to have the Malach also on board, why now? It doesn't say he didn't trust the Malach, or he, you know, Malach might be trying to wiggle out. That's not at all the flow of it. What he seems to be saying is basically that I need it now instead of later. Why? Why didn't just wait? The Malach's position is quite reasonable. He said, wait until I get there, and then I'll confirm. If you need me to confirm, I'll do that also, and that's it. What was Yaakov's point of it? Why was he in such a rush? That's another thing that is needs an understanding. If you take a look in the whole Mitzias of Yaakov, if we look at Yaakov from the moment he begins to strike out on his own, from the moment that he leaves Beis Aviv and he goes out to Vayetze, so the first cholam is a cholam of Malachim. Malachim olam v'yordim bay, and the Medrash says they're olam lamaila, and they see his tsurosai chakuka b'kisei hakavod, and they yordim lamata, and they see him sleeping. Up and down. The Medrash doesn't say much more pshat than that. So there's some sort of interaction with Malachim. Malachim are kind of astounded a bit. They go up and down. They see Yaakov sleeping here and see his tzura chakuk and kisa covered. And now here, then the Yishlach Malachim to Esav. And now over here, the Sarisam lehim ve'adam v'tuchol. So it seems Yaakov is especially engaged with Malachim, and it says also that the Malachim over there in the Olam V'Yordim, there was something about the Malachim that they were in the spoil from the fact that Yaakov was sleeping Lamata and his Surah Chakika Lamala. It doesn't quite say what. There's another in the Medrash. There's another Mandiyama that says that the Hashem Nitzav Olav is a mushal of like somebody, a nanny is standing over a baby carriage and it flies and it's chasing the flies away. So the Maral says that those flies are the Malachim. In other words, the Malachim were an annoyance, and they, more than that, the Malachim were there to harm Yaakov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvei devatzma is shem alav. That's the way in which Chazal explain it. It doesn't quite say what that means. But one thing we do see is the Malachim and Yaakov already didn't have a positive relationship to start with. Like in the very start, when Yaakov starts moving forward, the Malachim seem to be a little annoyed, and over here the Malach is struggling with him. It says also in Medrash says Kisarisa Davach Kisarisa Mehim VaAdam. Kisarisa is Meloshin that Yotzura is Chokuk in the Kisei HaKavod. How it gets in the word Sarisa Meloshin Srora Meloshin Tzura, not clear. The Medrash says it and that's it. But the Sarisa itself also refers to the Chokuk in Kisei HaKavod. So, if Yaakov Avinu seemed to have an extraordinary hisaskus with Malachim, It starts with Malachim Olam VeYardim. We have all the Malachim Hashlichus, the Sarisim in Vodom, and it seems to be focused on the Tzurasa Chakuka Kisei HaKavod. That's the Malachim Sor over there, or Sarisa Lekim also means that you ended up with having Tzurasa Chakuka and Kisei HaKavod. So we have some sort of struggle over here between Yaakov. The Sarishal Esav is a particular type of Malach, but it's not just Esav. Something about the Tzur of a Malach. The Maral points out that Yaakov Atakadosh Shimcha Kadosh Shukteishim B'Chayyem Alucha Sela is talking about Malachim, the Mahalla Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kadoshim, but Yaakov. The third bracha is going to get Yaakov as well. Yaakov's kedusha is higher than the kedusha malachim. Yisrael, when they say shira, that's when the kedusha malachim follow afterwards. So again, you have Yaakov and the malachim intersecting at a certain junction. That seems to be Yaakov's knech, and it's something that needs some hesbet understanding what that is all about. It's also interesting. It says ein malach echad oseh shtei shlichus. So a malach doesn't do two shlichas. So the Rishonim asks. So over here it says Rashi says you can't ask me for my name because it's mishtan el fi my shlichas. Same thing by Manoach, depending on whatever shlichas. But I thought a malach doesn't do two shlichas. So the Rishonim say that for every shlichas he gets a different name and he's a different malach. So it's not the same malach doing the same shlichas. Interesting. It's a sort of almost a game. Like he's a different name, and that's how you get around the problem. Since Reuven can't do two shlichas, not Reuven, but the malach Reuven can't do two shlichas, so we'll call him now Malach Shimon, and we rebranded him, and now he's good for another shlichas. So I want to say I want to use a mahalach. The Ishbitzer says it over here, and again, I'm rephrasing, but more or less, I think certainly the Shayrish Advarim is his, and I'm trying to be masbit a little bit. He says like this: this Malach that fought with him is the same Malach that was Mekatreg on Bria Sodom, the same Malach that said Ma Enosh Kisiskirena. It says that when Adam was created, it says Hitzis Olav Kateger. That's the lashon of the Brisa in Saita. The Hitz of Kateger of the Malachim Ma Enosh Kisiskirena. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Look at the Shir and the Shavach he's going to do Ma Adas Shimcha B'Chol Aretz," and therefore the answer. But Al Kopanim, the point is the category of Malachim on Adam. So he says this is same, it's the same. So the Malachim were Katega first, and then they became the Satan, and they became Malchamavis. Like Chazal say, who are Satan, who are Mekatrug, and Malchamavis. It's all the same Malach. So the Malachim at the very Sherish of the Bria were Kategorim, and they were Mekatrig on Tzuris Adam, and then from that point onwards, they became the Satan, and so on. So it's not just the particular Malach of Esav, who happens to be at loggerheads with Klal Yisrael, it's the Bria of Malach Be'etzim that is misnagit to Adam. So I understand the Bria of Malach in the beginning were perfect. They were, you know, they were like the Mr. Perfects. They were with no Yitzhahara and kule given over to the shlichas. And then, so they said, listen, why are you creating Adam? Lemaisa, Adam is going to be a pretty lousy bria. He does a lot of averus and stuff like that. So that kitrug, at least understandable. What's over here? Over here, Adrabah, Yaakov is a tzaddik, and a kodesh, and a torah, and was right. Where is this a hemshach of that kitrig? Where is that kitrig? So let's understand a little bit that kitrig between Malach and Adam. we need to understand, there's a Musa Pshitasa, that when you're talking about the Kitrug of Malach and Adam, I mean, it's not like down to way we would be upset if somebody else sort of cut in on our turf. I mean, yeah, if you take it down to human terms of that way, it's absurd. The whole thing's absurd. It's a much deeper inyan. There's a certain tzura that's a tzura's malach, and there's a certain tzura that's a tzura's adam. And these two tzuras are almost opposite, perhaps opposite, and each one is a steerer to the other one. It's like when you have two ideas that are attached to the sasra, and each one is seisa the other one be'etzim, and they cannot have they cannot coexist as such. So you have two brias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two brias to convey kvod shemayim. One is a malach, and one is adam, and therefore they are. At loggerheads be'etzim, it's a steer in the metzias be'etzim. That's what it means. The tzura of malach is something that is totally musser to its shlichus. That's its mohus, that's its metzias. On a mikufya, that seems to be a much cheshev tzura and a much greater expression of Kvod Shemayim, and so on. Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have not changed. Malachim don't change. Malachim are sent to do something, they do it, and that's it. That's the tzura of Malach as a perfect tzura, and in many ways, that expresses what Kvod Shemayim should be. Let's take an example of two brias. One bria has a very healthy constitution, and it doesn't become sick easily. So we say its metzias is a very, very strong metzias. So you take, I don't know, a strong animal, that's a metzias. Imagine I take a different Baal Chai, who's very weak, but on a very low level of Baal Chayim, you can cut it into many pieces, and the pieces will regenerate themselves and become full-grown beings again. In a certain oifin, that's a stronger koyach achius than the big one, because this koyach achius exists even when the animal kamat doesn't exist. You've taken this Baal Chai, you've cut into many pieces, there's kamat nothing there, and each one has in itself a koyach that recreates the Baal Chai entirely. That's a very, very powerful manifestation of a koyach achius. So the big one is a big chai. It has very strong armor. It's big, it's tough and everything. But it doesn't have that koyach. But once it's cut and down, it's not going anyplace. It's gone. It's just very, very hard to get it down. The other one is something where you can get it down, but there's that koyach is there that no matter how bad it is, no matter where it is, it still is able to recreate itself again. The tzura of Malachim thrives on perfection. It is perfection. And therefore, a Malach is what it is. And therefore, it's not shayach that one Malach should do another shlichas. The Malach who's refuah can't be mashu stoim because his mitzvah is only refuah. That's it. That's his metzias, and when the refuah is over, it's over. If you give it a different name, it's a different malach, because the same malach does not have what it takes to do different shlichasen. So the malach is the most perfect example of refuah. He's a shliach neman in refuah, and his nemanis that malachim do. The Giboria Koyachos Dvorai, they fly with one afifa, two afifas, four afifas, whatever it is, each malach, and they do what they're supposed to do. That's the Tzuras Malach, Asat No Hoytchal Hashemayim, that it's beyond, it's incredible Kvod Shemayim. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that, there'd be no Adam. Adam is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when it's in a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not. Even in a makom that's chaymer, even in a makom of chait, in all of those places, that's the ultimate gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A malach, we find in Chazal here and there places where malach did an avera, chait, however you understand it. They did something not right. So you find a handful of places like that, that they would nitcha chutz mechitzasa and so on. But you don't find malach in bali tshuva. Doesn't exist, no such thing. In Adam, you have in Adam the koyach that even in the makom shuffle that's devoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does bring out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's something there about Adam whose tzura exists. It carries in himself the nekuda no matter what. In other words, whereas the malach is describes a certain perfection, an immutable perfection, Adam describes a perfection that's immutable in a much deeper way. It looks like there's nothing left at Tzal Malakim. It looks like it's kule mushchas, and yet from that comes out Tzal Malakim. That was Tzuras Adam. And it's be'etzem, it's almost a diametrically opposed. So l'moshel, a melech's achshivus is mizgala in the grand palace when everything is letter perfect and the chshuveyam stand at in rapt attention as the melech comes down. That's one gilui kvod malchus. There's another gilui kvod malchus when he goes to the poorest village and he sits with the poorest subject in his mud hut and he brings the Dvar Malchus to him and he does for him. Those are two giluim of Malchus. Mm-hmm. One is that Malchus exists as the grandest, and one is Malchus exists no matter where. There's nothing mufka from the Malchus, and Adrabah, there's a certain covenant, certain tehillah from that. So the ultimate imperfection of Shemayim is Malachim. Adam is the tzura of Gila v'Kadosh Baruch Hu here. The kitrug of Malachim against Adam is be'etzem, because these are two diametrically opposite Giluim v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, where mitzad the Malachim, it's not understood what Adam is, and vice versa. Ad kirei kach, it says Malachim had to be forced into it. Achatem indonim kvanasa maisa. And now the Malachim are, you know, it happened no matter what. Yaakov Avinu, his tzura is doimer to the dmus of Adam, and that's why it's chokok in the kisei akavit. The first time Malachim saw the difference between Adam and them is the oilim v'yardim, and they see that the Adam is Yoshin, Yaakov Avinu is Yoshin here, and the Musay Chakuka Lamala. It's a pchin of Ani Yishen of Libi Er. The Metzias that even when Tzuras Adam is in its shiflus, when Adam is Yoshin, he is the least like it says, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matal Shein on Adam and so on, so that Malachim don't confuse him. So Shein is the pchina where Adam is least doimer to it. And while the Malachim see the two pieces, so Adam is laying sleeping, and within him there's a Tzurach HaKukon Kisei HaKavod. That's the first gilui of Tzurach Adam. Yaakov Avinu has a Tzurach Adam, and it's seen that simultaneously a Malach can be either or. A Malach can be either Rifal or Gavriel. He can switch hats, but if he switches hats, different Malach. He's never simultaneously two things. Adam can be a Yoshin, which is Kimat Meis, and it's Surah Hakika and Kisa Kavod, which is Kula Chiyus. the ultimate struggle of Yaakov was against Malach. It was Esav is true. He happened to be Sarsha Esav because Esav is the physical mekatrik, but in a certain sense, it's what encapsulates the entire Tzuras Malach. Yaakov Avinu wanted the bracha from the Malach Dafka before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the oimik is Yaakov the Herd, that the Yaakov the Herd, that the kitrug of the Malach itself, the struggle of the Malach against him, is his kshivas. He needed the Malach to understand that. He needed the Malach to the Herd, that the kitrug that the Malach has against Adam, of who are you, that itself is the Tzuras Adam. That even though Tzuras Adam is Yoshin, Adani Yeshena, even though Tzuras Adam is bedraggled and he's kind of all messed up, but within the Ran Adam, that's where you have that Tzura. Had a Kodesh Baruch Hu said it, that's not enough, and the Malach would come and approve it. The struggle with the Malach is the Moss of Adam. And that's why he said, Lama Tisha Lishmi, and he asked him for his name. Yaakov Avinu wanted to incorporate, in other words, the Malach itself, the Tzuras Malach in Adam, if I identify you, then you become part of my Metzias. I, Adam, am Adam, because there's a Makatrig and a Sutton, and so on, and still... And this is what I struggle with, means that Metzias is Kayemis always. When, like the mashal we gave before, when something retains its Chiyas and Tzura, even when its Tzura is Kemat nothing, that becomes the that becomes its Koyav. The Israel says a Gevaldik in the Kuda. He says he touched him in the Gira Nasha. So it says in the Zohar Kaddish that Gira Nasha is a very, it's the Chilek Hara in Adam. The Gira Nasha is sort of the weakest point of a person in a certain sense, and that's also the sense of the Pasuk. Like he couldn't fight him any place. The Gira Nasha he found a Makom. It says, or the bear comes Gira Nasha. Some say it's Mechavim to Taiva Varayas. It's also to eat. It's like a Tish above. A lot of bear. But it says also in Lashon HaZoya, Gira Nasha is Gid of Nashio, which means to forget. This is the Gid. It's the Nekud in a person that allows him to shut out the Ribbono Shel Olam and forget him. A Malach stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Chet the Malach because he's Kulo in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam is able to shut HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally out of his conscience, and that becomes Adam. So the Malach touched him there, thinking that this is the weak point of Adam. And the emesis, this is the strong point of Adam. Because I'm a barrier that can forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's a barrier that sometimes I do forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet I'm there, and despite that, the word despite, mitzad the perspective of Adam, is not the chisaron, it's the mailo. The malach, who's a metzias of perfection, is something that is something that's imperfect. Is so just like the muscle, you have contests in sports and things like that, where the best and the strongest and the quickest go for it. Fine. Then you have, they have a contest for people that have handicaps. And the certainly the people who are healthy or totally well, their achievements and attainments on absolute scale are greater. But if you're talking about an achievement and attainment from something deeper in a person, then the person who with his shortcoming is able to make it happen, if that's what you're looking for, ain't Eretz, this is a much greater hasaga. So Yaakov and Klal Yisrael that got the name Yisrael, we're called Yisrael not because we're perfect, but because we struggle. Because we struggle despite the fact that we're not perfect. That's what we struggle about. Kisaris and Lahim, the fact that we live with the fact that we're far, far less than what we ought to be, and still we do it. The most disheartening thing in a person is the sense of, it's really, my efforts are really quite nebbish. And I'm not, you know, with all my effort, I am able to achieve A, maybe get to B, nowhere near close to Z, just kind of a little bit more. But that's Tzuras Adam. Tzuras Adam has in itself the Sarisa. I was thinking once, there's a famous Shaila, that's in the Rambam. The Rambam speaks about Bechira in Mishneh Torah, which in itself is interesting. One would expect it to be in Yesodei HaTorah. Yesodei HaTorah deals with all fundamental theological underpinnings of Torah. Yedias Hashem, Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. So Bechira is an important piece of it. Believing in Bechira is something which is absolute necessity to make the rest of it stand, so fine. The Rambam speaks about Bechira in Hilchas Tshuva, which is strange. In the middle of Tshuva, he just sort of segues into Bechira, and that's where he deals with Bechira. And the reason is because in the perfect Adam, if I see an Adam who's a tzaddik gamur, so of course he was, you know, that's Tzuras Adam. He could have said, I don't know, you know, it's what could have been. When I see Adam who's a chayta and still doing right, that's where I see Bechira. It's that's where Tzuras Adam comes out in its grandest, in the mechuvin shabai, in the despite the fact. That's where Tzuras Adam comes out. So Tzuras Adam comes out even when everything is smashed and crushed and a person still regenerates himself. That's where I get a sense of Tzuras Adam. So Yaakov Avinu was the one who finally reestablished Tzuras Adam from Adam who was chayte and lost it and left Gan Eden and Adam seemed to have proven the Malachim right. The Malachim said, "Mo enesh kisiskirena," and he was chased out. And that's, if anything, I mean, the Malachim won. The Malachim were right. The Esrei Baruch Hu, what's the point of it? Look at him. He wasn't there. You know, within a day, he dropped 1,000 madregas and he's out. Yaakov Avinu is the resurgence of Adam's Nekuda. His Dmus Diyuknoi is Doimah to the Dmus Diyuknoi of Adam because he is Adam after bouncing back again. And that's something that, so that Tzuras Adam, the Oimik of Tzuras Adam is not Adam as he starts, but Adam as he finishes. It's something that is an extraordinary Hizbeinenus. Because we've seen many times the Sefer Yasha, when he speaks about what motivates a person to do right and to do good. So success, he says, is the thing that motivates a person the most. So if a person starts doing something and he's good at it, he's successful at it, he gets a cheshek to do it. That pushes him to do it, and so on. That's Teva Ha'adam. That a person responds to success by doing it more and again and further. That's the way Adam is. So if a person has in himself an image of success, whatever it is, and he keeps doing it, so okay, those people succeed, they do well, and rightfully so. If we ask somebody says, I want to be an artist. Have you tried painting? Yes. How did it come out? Lousy. Did you try again? Yes. How did it come out? Lousy. So you told the person, okay, that's not you. It's not for you, and try something else. But in Ruchnius, Tzuras Adam is that the person, no matter what goes, no matter what he goes through, he still bounces back and he's toif. That's the Atzmis of Tzuras Adam. So a person who's born with the nature of a Tzadik Gomer is a Tzadik Gomer, and that's a Tzura. But the real manifestation of Tzuras Adam is that even when he's Yoshin, he's Tzuras HaKilku HisaKovet. Even when Ani Yeshenan says that Chazal Ani Yeshenan in mitzvahs, V'libi Er, that the person, it's still there. And the Raya is that as soon as my sleep passes, I'm snapped back again into place. A person can struggle with Yetzirah, and he can sort of be sloshing around, whether it's Atzlus, whether it's Taiva, whatever it is. A person can be struggling with it and not going anywhere. But the fact is that as soon as the opportunity comes, I resurge. That itself is Tzuras Adam. So if a person is looking for absolute accomplishments, okay. So if you do something and then you kind of slosh around and it sort of disintegrates and start again, it's disheartening. But if that itself is Tzuras Adam, the Sarisa Melkim Vadam, that you struggled with perfection because you were far from it, and you could, that becomes Adam. If we're talking about the emes and so on, there's a gewaldike remes here. The Igret Akala, it's a sefer from Chumash called Igret Akala, brings a tremendous remes here. It says, Loma Tishal Lishmi. So he says, Tishal is Rosh Tevis, Sfas Emes Tikun La'ad. That words of emes, things of emes, stand forever. In the Loma Tisha Lishmi itself is the Hoidah of the Malach to Yaakov. Yaakov challenged the Malach, who are you? And Malach says, I'm nobody. Whatever I do, and that's it. In other words, once I'm not healing anybody, I'm not a doctor. And once I'm not being Pereyaf from Mishraim, I'm not Gavriel. So I don't have a Metzias. So my Metzias is a wonderful doctor when I'm healing somebody, but that's it. It's over with that. There's nothing that stands forever, because a Malach is not a Bria forever. His by Etzem, he's limited, because he has no Mohus. Lama Tisha Lishmi, the Malach, it wasn't like Manoach, where he needed to know, and he's answering him that I can't tell you. It's much, much, much deeper than that. It's Yaakov's rebuttal of the Malach. He's telling the Malach, do you have a name? Are you somebody that can survive even when you're not in the best form? Shlomo HaMelech, when it was a Malach al Makloi, he was still a Melech. He had a Makel, and he was walking the streets of Yerushalayim begging for food, and he was wearing clothes that everybody else had thrown out, and he was a melech, and he was Shlomo HaMelech. His malchus wasn't there yet, but he was a melech, and he could come back again. A melech has nothing like it. And that's why he asked him, Yaakov challenged him, Mashmecha, do you have a metzias? I have a metzias. Even when I'm sleeping, deep, there's a chakika in Kisei HaKavod. And the melech answered, Loma Tisha Lashmi was Meramez. The Midas Yaakov of Emes, Fas Emes Tikkun La'ad, I don't have. In other words, your Shaila is a Shaila that's possible only from someone that has an Emes. And that Emes, no matter what Gilgal the Chitzonis goes through, that Emes Pnimi stays. And the Raya is, as soon as the storm abates, he's ready again to move forward. The ultimate point of Yaakov, Esav is just a type of sitna. It's a type of struggle. But the real struggle is between Malach and Adam, between things that are perfect and seem immutable in their perfection, and the deeper gilui that Adam, even when he's not perfect, his essence is still striving for perfection. That's a an emes that's so much deeper than a malchus emes, and it's mezgale dafka when a person failed and struggled and had a hard time, and the person at the end bounces back again. That's where Yaakov gets the name Yisrael. Our mahus is we're there no matter what. Where is fas emes that's tikkun la'ad, and the malach as perfect as he looks, it's lama tisha l'shmi. I don't have a mitzvah because as soon as what I'm doing is finished, I am no longer. There's no I that exists. Adam, Yaakov, even when he's down and sleeping, but it's so mitzad the maisim, mitzad the pu'ulas, there's a chisaron. But mitzad the essence, mitzad the mohus, he's the mus is chokon kisei kavod, and his fasemis is tikkun la'ad. Shabbos.
Correct. He himself got, but Klati, his accomplishments in the world, it's nil. There's always the things are not turning out anywhere near. Just sort of sloshing always.
But that's external. It's not him.
Correct. Yes, but he's struggling. He's always actually not the.
I guess that's the point.
There's a Vartan Radomski. There's a view of Vartan Radomski. He said. And it says, "Speak ejaculation to Shalva." Talks of vision that. So it sounds like in Chazal that there's a kind of, what do you say? Speak ejaculation to Shalva. What did he want? He wanted to go to Slanification later. Right. He wanted to sit and learn. And every month he's done this, there's another. He has Dina. He has Esa. He has this. I mean, what did Yaakov want? He wanted to be a Shalva. So the Gosse said, "If you want to learn, be mevakish on the learning, not on the menucha." How ask the child to learn under all circumstances. That's what Adam says. Very, very good. I heard this from Adam here, the old Yid was still from Europe, and he told me because I'm migrant from Adam. He said, I'll tell you, all right, I'll tell you.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess that's the side.